Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
That's Tony Williams with the Platters bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for playing along with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rob Grady's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, now third edition. At least that's the one that I know about, Rob. Are there six? You got six editions out now? How many?
Still working on the third, Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials.
All right.
Third
so folks,
edition, yeah.
Check it out. Whatever Rob does, if you want to put your best foot forward in the marketplace, go hang out with Rob and follow his blog and all the writing he does and the books. You'll get smarter when you do. Rob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about corporate citizenship. Oh, by the way, Robert Grady, GREDE.com is his website. We're talking about corporate citizenship. Rob, I've got a couple of things I want to bring up, but I want to let you finish your thoughts on that.
Well, I'm a little concerned when you said just before the break you want to drag me over to the dark side, so I'm not sure where we're going there. I just wanted to talk a little, first of all, before we went there, that I wanted to give you an example of how to be a good neighbor and how it's worked for one of my clients. I have a small dry cleaning service. I won't mention the name, but they do everything in 1 hour, so you can figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But they donate products to a worthy cause, and they faced a new competitor that was coming in down the street in a little mall. And so part of our marketing efforts to check this threat, we created a scholarship fund at our local high school. And for $500, some student was given a good citizenship award. And it served as a great reminder to the community that my client had been in their neighborhood as their neighborhood dry cleaner for many years, but
mm-hmm.
it also created a real good awareness of the firm among those high school students,
mm-hmm.
who are, by the way, a prime source of employees for this dry cleaning business.
Right.
So it came back, and they've done this now for 5 or 6 years, and they are like beloved among the community. These students get this award. It's a $500 scholarship. It costs the company, the dry cleaning company, very little, and they get tremendous play in the newspapers and among the students, who again are their employees, and of course the parents of the students and all the students who are competing for this award. So it's become a very big thing in the local community.
Well, and that's a wonderful example, and the people. Here's the thing about being on Main Street. If you're not genuine in the way you do those things that you just mentioned, you will be found out in a heartbeat.
That's true, too.
You have to be genuine. You have to be authentic. You can't get away with doing a press release and a photo op. If you're planted in the ground on Main Street, you have to be authentic. And I mean day after day after day. And you have to deliver on what you say. And that's the thing about the reason why I'm happy to see that people are placing a higher recognition, a higher awareness on the values of corporate America, of small businesses on Main Street, and hopefully we can do that to corporate America as well. And it's a good thing, and which brings me to the point that I wanted to say about the dark side, Rob. Corporate America, they're big on photo ops and press releases and throwing some money at a project and making a lot of noise, and sometimes they do great things, but sometimes what's behind though all of that, let's say they have a great program, but if they abuse their partners and their customers, then what good is all the corporate citizenship stuff?
Give me an example, Jim. I'm not sure I know. I'm following.
Well, all right. So, how about a company that's so big you can't get anybody on the phone?
Oh,
and when their algorithms the way they operate their websites or whatever, their algorithms. You know, we talked to a company yesterday. I'm not going to go into all the details right now because I'm not ready to do this, but I'm going to expose a company soon over some really atrocious things that they've done. But when we contacted them about this, they said that their system was in charge of that and they couldn't do anything. It was clearly an abuse, a bullying, abusive thing that they had done to someone. And when we finally got a service representative, they literally laid it off on the algorithms.
They claimed it was the computer that was making
it. They laid it off on the algorithms. Now, my point is, this is the danger. And see, you don't have this in small business. We don't have algorithms don't preempt us on Main Street.
Boy, I guess not.
Right? And so this is why I'm so proud of small business owners. We're planting the ground. We don't have anywhere to go. Whatever we say, whatever we do or not, we're exposed, aren't we?
I'm baffled by the excuse of the algorithms. I just can't believe that any company would actually say that.
It's not only happening, it's happening more and more, and we all need to pay more attention. It's the reason I wanted to bring it up, and I'll tell you something else, Rob. One another reason to bring it up, it's another way that small business owners can differentiate themselves from big competitors because we have special sauce that the big companies don't have. Small businesses have special sauce. Big companies have algorithms. Which one do you want to do business with?
Special sauce.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, thanks for letting me let me go off on that. But that's a big deal. Folks, start paying more attention to it.
We all need to rant now and then.
Yeah. Well, this is a real deal. It's a horrible thing that they've done. And I'll be talking more about that later. Hey, Rob, I need your website again, please.
RobertGrady.com. GREDE. RobertGrady.com.
Come back soon, Rob.
Jim, I'd love to. Thanks very much.
Rob Grady, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.